Thailand warns currency speculators. From the New York Times, December 17, 1997. The Bank of Thailand said yesterday that it would take action against companies that it believes are speculating in dollars. The central bank will monitor who is buying dollars in a speculative way and will take measures to stop that, said Chayawat Wibulswasdi, the governor of the central bank. He did not say what measures would be taken. The bank called in 15 Thai companies 2 weeks ago to ask them to sell dollars that they were holding to make future payments on their foreign loans. Yesterday morning, Finance Minister Tharin Nimanahimenda renewed his plea that companies sell dollars to ease the pressure driving the baht to record lows.
Saving Asia by Paul Krugman, reporter associate Jeremy Kahn, from Fortune Magazine, September 7, 1998. Whatever happens next, the great Asian slump is already one for the record books. Never in the course of economic events, not even in the early years of the Depression, has so large a part of the world economy experienced so devastating a fall from grace. Latin America, once the world champion when it came to economic instability, has lost the title. Compared with Asia's debacle, the tequila crisis of 1995 now looks like a minor wobble, and the once terrifying debt crisis of the 1980s a positively placid affair. Moreover, Asia is nowhere near having hit bottom. While the region's currencies seem to have stopped plunging for the moment, its real economies are getting weaker, not stronger. Hong Kong just announced that its economy shrank 2.8% in the first quarter of 1998, its worst recession since World War II. Economists predict that Indonesia's GDP will fall an astonishing 15.1% this year. Compare that with America's worst post-war recession year, 1982, when the economy shrank 2.1%. And it turns out that Japan's bad bank debt is not $550 billion, as previously reported, but a whopping $1 trillion. The repercussions from all this bad news are just now being felt, not the least of which is a case of